Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
InXS need you tonight. This is the Saturday Scrum, all thanks to King G, where comfort is king. Now, I read to you from my computer screen, Brent Reed joining us next for breaking news on Warriors. It seems he breaks all those big news stories on the golf course. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, boys. and girls.
Yes, where are you playing?
I'm playing Royal Bergala with my son and a couple of mates.
All right, and you're just trying to keep up. What's going on? What's the news?
Yeah, look, the Warriors have been given approval for that loan deal. So for the other clubs have been notified this afternoon that they can now loan players to the Warriors. It'll be initially for 4 weeks, but they can extend it beyond that. And as I understand it, Peter O'Sullivan and Steve Kearney are going to sit down this afternoon, look at five or six players and decide what they're going to do, who they're going to pick up and move forward.
Does that include, is it just loans of current players? Is Gal still in the mix?
Actually, you know what? Gallen actually made a formal approach to the club this week. Well, not Paul did, but Dave Riolo did, his agent. And I think the club basically said, look, we've only got one spot on their roster left. They're keeping that for Ben Murdoch-Masilla. Gal would have had to have played on a train and trial contract, which is basically $2,000 to train and $3,000 a game, I think. And we all know how much Gal loves his cash. So that will test how much he wants to come back.
What names are there then that are floating around?
Well, the interesting one that's bobbed up lately is Russell Packer, who obviously was at the West Tigers and struggled a bit there last year. But I know his name's currently on the Warriors radar. I'm not sure. I don't think that's been pushed by the club per se. I think his name's just been one of the names that they're discussing. They want to get Ben Murdoch-Masilla back from England. Mm. I think Ben was going to go and talk to the club in the next 24 hours about potentially getting out of his deal over there and coming back and playing for the Warriors. And as I said, they've got about five or six players on that list. So they've got some options.
Well, that's common sense, isn't it? We all, you know, we keep talking about the plight of the Warriors, and they've got over $1 million on the sideline through injuries. A couple have happened over here since they've been training and stuff. So I love that. That's a big tick for common sense for once.
Well, I'm surprised it took this long, to be honest, MG. I mean, you know, they've been agitating for a while now to make it happen, and I'm surprised it actually took the NRL this long to come on board. But now they've got it done, I think we'll see some movement in the next 24 hours. And look, there's a lot of movement around the clubs at the moment in general. We saw the John Bateman story, which has come out. And, you know, there's a few clubs who are very interested in John Bateman. So John Bateman won't be at Canberra next year. I think you can take that as read.
Wow. Ooh, despite the fact that he's come out on Twitter and said that that's not true?
Well, I think what John's... it's semantics, right? John's saying, I haven't asked for a release. Well, he hasn't asked for a release, but basically they've gone to the club and the club's made it clear they can't upgrade and extend him. So as a result of that, they've said we can, you know, you can go and explore your options elsewhere. And that's, you know, it's a bit mischievous from John, to be honest. I mean, you know, I think, oh, so I'm going to get out the way. I'm going to get hit by a ball.
Stay in the way.
Kidding,
Reedy.
John, I'd be stunned if John's at Canberra next year. You know, there's a few clubs that are obvious. Canterbury. The Dragons looking for someone after Tyson Frizzell's departure. Yep. There's some really obvious clubs if you think about it. I think Canterbury's the early favourite to sign John Bateman. But he won't be there next year.
He would look good in a red and white jersey, but is he asking for what, 750, 800 or something?
Well, the mail is, he's on about 570 with a car, as I understand it. The mail is the asking price is about 800, but
wow.
there's not many clubs who can afford him, particularly in the current climate, but the Dogs are one. The Dragons are one. The Warriors are potentially one. So there are some clubs that can make it happen if they want it.